Very exciting. We are starting Derech Hashem Chelek Bet. I guess sort of kind of disclaimer and also burst of excitement. I have never taught Chelek Bet before, so it's very exciting for me to start to get into this whole new realm of Derech Hashem. I've learned it before many times, but it's totally different learning and preparing it to teach. Because it's coming from a little bit of a different place in that sense, even more so than before, stick with me in the text. I will have prepared, but if you find something that doesn't seem like it's 100%, call me out on it. Let's learn it together. Let's move it a little bit more toward a chavruta mode. Like, I've been in a, I've taught this 10 times mode, and let's get through the, you know, the material. Let's really work through it together. Especially because all of Chelek Bet is on a tremendously important topic, and that is Bashkachat HaBorei Yitbarach Shmo. And we're going to learn over the course of Chelek Bet, to the best of our ability to understand, the way in which God guides the world. And we've mentioned it sort of, kind of, we've hinted to it, we've touched upon it in Chelek Aleph, and we'll obviously, because it's the Ramchal and everything builds, that was the introduction of the Ramchal to the Sefer, that one klal leads to another klal, leads to another klal in the process of each tal shalut. So everything here is going to be built on Chelek Aleph, but this is a whole, he only wrote four sections. He only wrote four halakim of Derech Hashem. And he decided to dedicate an entire section of Derech Hashem, one-fourth, to specifically the topic of Hashkacha. What's the nature of how God carefully guides every aspect of reality? And, you know, after learning, what is it, Yisrael Tamitziyut, all of the foundations of reality, what could be more important than now that we've laid the foundation of reality, how God then guides that along? Are we ready for that journey?
Yeah.
Have we learned nothing in a year? Are we ready for that journey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's brutal. Yeah.
We can't write Sfarim. 100%.
You should. It's encouraged. Okay. Binyan Hashkachato Yitbarach Shmo. This is going to be a more introductory chapter and sort of set the stage. Okay? In terms of Hashkachat Hashem. Yadua u'mivoar hu shekol hanivraim kulam shenivra'u. It's known and clear that everything that was created, bein ha'elyonim u'bein ha'tachtim, again, already referring to terms that we know from Chelek Aleph, Perek Hey. It's all going to build on each other. But whether on the upper realms or the lower realms, everything in all of reality that was created was only created because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great wisdom saw a need and a purpose in that thing to achieve the general ultimate purpose of creation. To achieve for mankind a push and pull between Chisaron and Shlemut, and inevitably for the ultimate goal of helping man achieve the Dvekut and the Tov at the end of the road. But either way, everything as we talk, and that we talked about in Perek Bet, Chelek Aleph Perek Bet, that everything that exists in reality is only here to assist mankind in the struggle to earn Shlemut, to get more of the goodness. And that's how everything is specifically created when it's created. With that goal in mind, or it wouldn't exist. And not just the thing itself, what it looks like, how it's structured, but also all of the ways that it functions, all of its natural laws, all of the things that make that thing function in reality, all of those things are defined, are ingrained within that thing's nature, according to God's wisdom, as he sees a fit for it, in order to achieve that ultimate end. It and the way it functions, for everything in existence, is all designed to achieve that ultimate end. Judaism is all about, as we talked about in other shirim, in other contexts, is all about vector, is all about direction, is all about focusing. We're Klal Yisrael, Yashar Kel. The definition of who we are is to be Yashar, is that we're moving in a particular direction. All of Judaism is about focus and achieving a goal. Movement, work, growth. So everything here that's designed is designed for that ultimate purpose, or it wasn't created at all. Now here's where the shift happens. Watch it happen. The Ulam. Me'oto hatam, for the same very reason, atzmo shenivru, that they were created, ra'oi gam kein shiit kaimu kol zman hayot bam to'elet l'kal abriya kemo shezacharnu. Therefore, for the same reasons they were created, therefore it's proper for them that they should continue to exist, continue to be sustained, the entire time that they continue to have a purpose for the entirety of creation, as we've mentioned before. Meaning, everything that he talked about up until now was why something is created. But why something deserves to continue to exist, in Hashkafic terminology, for God to continue to will it into existence every second beyond its origin point, is whether or not it continues to serve the ultimate purpose in reality, an ultimate goal in reality. And that's how he's defining Hashkacha. Watching and guiding each thing and continuing to will it into existence, if it continues to serve the goal of creation and in the way it continues to serve the goal of creation. That's already probably not how we thought about Hashkacha before. And it's only one of two types of Hashkacha. This is going to be Hashkacha Klalit, the general type of Hashkacha. What's going to be the exception for Hashkacha Klalit? That's the definition. What's going to be the exception?
Bechira.
Good. This time we can say mankind, but because of Bechira. Right? So we're going to deal with everything, and we'll deal with man separately. Okay? The Alkane, therefore, Ha'adon Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebara et Bara Kol Nivrei Ma'ila, who created all of these things, Lo Yimana Gam Kemi L'Hashkiach Aleihem. He also doesn't withhold guiding them, watching them, continuing to will them into existence in the way that they need to be to achieve that goal. L'kaimam be'oto ha'matzav shehu rotzeh otam bo, to continue to sustain them in the way that they need to exist in order to achieve that goal. Tov. Everything is created for a purpose, and this is why I wrote the notes out in my mind. The kind of the transition point of this paragraph is everything is created for a purpose, but that's what creates the necessity for Hashkacha. Is to determine whether or not it is still going toward that purpose and to give it the continued existence to continue to move toward that purpose. That's why I understood the transition of that paragraph and the opening of Chilek Bet. Now we have two more otiot left, and we're going to divide everything into two categories. Here we go, category number one.
Can you divine
providence? we're fleshing out what it really means. It doesn't matter what the word means.
No, can you like say it again?
What do you mean?
You said before about...
It's God continuing to will something into... Sorry, the way we phrased it before was, is God determining that something should continue to exist because it fulfills an ultimate goal and continuing to will it into existence to achieve that ultimate goal.
Thank you.
That's not what the word means. That's what Hashkacha is. That's what Hashkacha Klalit is. General Hashkacha. Okay?
Thank you.
Sure. V'ulam, kvar hikdam b'chelek rishon, and this is going to be a lot of review for us, Baruch Hashem. We've already explained in Chelek Aleph, Perek Hamishi, which we didn't do so long ago, she'tchilat hanivra'im kulam, where does all things start, where do all physical things start? Where's their origin?
Up there,
what do we call them? Kochot, and that's exactly what he uses. This uses the same terminology. I mean, kulam him hakochot nivelim. The source of everything is in the kochot. The supernal spiritual forces, which are the sources of all physical things. Umehem mishtal shelim hagishamim. And all physicality comes through the process of yishtal shelut from the kochot into the physical world. V'hadvarim bagishamim b'chol prateyem hinehem kefi ma sheneatak aleihem min hakochot ahim b'pratei b'chinoteihem. And everything in the physical world and all of their details is according to the way that's established from those kochot in all aspects of what they are. Ve'ein davar katan o gadol bagashmiim shelo yulo siba vashorish bekochot nivraim. And here's again the transition point. There is nothing large or small in the physical realm which does not have an initial cause, siba. A shorish is a root, but a root is what continuously provides life to the rest of the tree. Anything in the physical world has to have an initial cause from a koach, and contain sustenance from that koach. To use our projector model, if you don't make film with that image on it, it can never have existed. And once you remove that image from the film, it ceases to exist. It needs to be there. It needs to be there and remain there continuously. Sibah v'shoresh. Kifi b'chinotehem. V'ha'adon baruch hu. Hinehu mashkiach al kol ilanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach on all of these things. Kifi mashib bara'am. According to how he created them. Dehainu. In the way that he created them. The way that the hashkacha works is the same way in which the creative process takes place. How so? Dehainu. Al hakochot hanivdalim arishona. The hashkacha begins with the kochot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first mashkiach on the kochot themselves. And then follows that hashkacha down through the process until it reaches the physical world. But he carefully guides everything in existence, starting from its source through the way it manifests. Starting from its source in the spiritual realms into the physical existence. But even the mode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha follows the mode of the way that things exist in reality, which makes sense. And not only that, not only does he mashkiach the nature of how things get from their supernal source to their physical manifestation, meaning that system, but also how things get from the source to the physical world. What was the intermediary that we said gets things from through that, meaning there's a specific way it has to manifest? And that's defined by that process of Sel Shishtal Shalut. What actually brings things from the supernal realm into the physical world? The Malachim. So he not only guides and makes sure that the system is properly set up, but also that it's functioning properly. And that's why he says next, V'chein hu mashkiach gam kein al ha-pikidim shehifkid al ha-mitziyud. He also is mashkiach the pikidim, which literally means agents, but he means the Malachi agents, that are appointed on everything that exists, Kemoshe Zacharnu Sham, as we talked about there, L'kayemotam ve'et pikudatam, in order to continue to sustain them and their assigned functions, U'lahadmid lahem akol shifalu pu'latam, and to make sure that they continue in existence in order to do their tasks. That's Hashkacha Klalit. Everything has its source in the Kohon Yudalim. Everything manifests into the physical world in the Gashmim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is making sure to continue to will that into existence in the proper way that it needs to be to march toward the ultimate conclusion of reality. That's all of the world around us. That's how God is constantly guiding it and willing it to existence. Then things get complicated. Because what do we throw into the system? Talia? What do we throw into the system? Humankind. And their bechira.
Sorry.
Yes, humankind and their bechira. Gimel. Ve'omnam. Biyot shenishtana hamin ha'enoshi mikol shar haminim. Since humanity is different than all other species, all other created things, shenitna lo ha'bechira v'ayicholet mashuhu lo kniyat shlimut al-chisaron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, like you said, bechira. That's what makes us unique. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us bechira in order that we have the ability to acquire either shlemut or chisaron, perfection or lacking. In that way, we're a poelu meniya velo nif'al. We are not simply nif'al, acted upon, but rather we have the choice to actively do stuff on our own. And as we defined in Chelek Aleph Perek Hey, where do we make that choice? Where physically do it? Make it here. Meaning God can't be mashkiach. Automatically, the hashkacha is going to have to be different. It can't just be from the top down, because when we make a free will choice, where are we making it? Down here in the physical world. So the whole system gets broken, not only in the paradigm of reality, but also the way that God has to guide that reality. The whole paradigm for hashkacha shifts as well. So since we're a po'el u'meinia, we can cause things and restrict them, and not just nif'al, we're not just acted upon. Gama hashkacha alav, so too the hashkacha on those actions, those free will actions that we take. Muchrach shenishtaneh me'hashkacha al shar haminim. Therefore, the hashkacha on those free will actions has to be totally different. Kinei, yitzarech lehashkiach u'lehashkif al prate ma'asav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is defining hashkacha pratit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to oversee, watch with a careful eye. Ule hashkif, and the distinction that's being made here in the different places that I've looked at, is both to pay attention to what's happening in the lower realms, and then lehashkif here means to be done, to judge what's been done. Not just to be aware of what's been done, but then to judge it. Al prate masav, to the details of one's actions. Why? So here's the product of hashkacha pratit. In order to bring about for that individual what's going to happen next, according to his or her actions, and based on the results of those actions. Meaning we do stuff. God watches what we do, sees what we do, judges what we do, judges what happened because of what we did. And then not only has to reorient Hashkacha to make sure the whole world is continuing to march on to the place it's supposed to get to, but also respond to us based on the choices that we've made. That's Hashkacha Pratit, which kicks in when we make free will choices. Minimsa, it turns out, Sheyushgichu Ma'asav Kulam V'Toldotehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on all of man's actions and their results. V'yashu v'yushkach alav k'fi ha-ra'oi l'toldotav. So, meaning here, the word Hashkacha means, meaning he uses the same word in two different ways. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching everything we do and the ramifications of what we do. And then in response, v'yashu v'yushkach alav k'fi ha-ra'oi l'toldotav ma'asim ahim. Bifrat, umidak eneged midah, kumosh zacharnu lifnim. And then responds and guides the world accordingly, as is proper based on the results of our actions, in their details, and, because again, we said that hashkacha is lifi din. And therefore, he's already emphasizing, God responds to our actions how? What words did he already use? Which is surprising that he already threw them in. Midak eneged midah. Which takes it to a whole different place, sounding much more like, for every action there is, what's the physics term? An equal and opposite reaction. The physical world works exactly the same way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu guides the world on a spiritual level. Action, reaction. Midah keneged midah. No more and no less force. It's always balanced out. This is not shayach, this is not relevant to any of the other species that exist. Because their whole identity, that's how I understood the word ishayam here. Rabbi Kaplan didn't, when he not literally translated this paragraph, did he just skip over the word? He sort of encompassed it into the sentence. But I think he said the ishut is the very identity, the essence, the nature of that thing. The identity, the very nature of all our things in existence is that they only are acted upon by the upper kochot when they just manifest down here. That's their nature. That's what they are. They're things that are acted upon. They're pawns in the bigger scheme. They don't get to make those choices. And the hashkacha that's on those things, and this is a key phrase, is only what's proper for the shlemut, for the ultimate completion, destination, for the ultimate perfection of that species. Meaning, the way that it's mashkiach is based on what it needs to do in order to fulfill its purpose here. But there's no choice involved. God guides it based on what it needs to do to fulfill its purpose. That's it. That's its identity. That's the identity of all things in this world except for mankind. Kifi mashkihu shrash b'shorsho, based on the nature of what's in its very root in the spiritual realms. That the hashkacha that's on everything else is only to sustain that root and its branches from the source, which is the root, to the branches in this world as it manifests. As according to what the nature and the ways that that root is established. Aval hamina enoshi, but humankind. She'ishav, again, it's identity, its very essence, what it is. Po'alim u'mini'im kemoshe zacharnu. They take the what we're meant to be doing, as we talked about when we talked about the Chirach Chofshit. We're meant to be always choosing to be involved in free will actions. Where our identity is that which chooses, should we choose to choose. Where our identity is that which chooses. He needs tzarich sheyushkechu befrat. Then the human species needs to have a hashkacha that deals with the details of their actions. And is on every single pratir, is on every single individual. It's not just, will all squirrels continue to exist to accomplish what squirrels need to do in this world? It doesn't matter which squirrel. But humankind, we're all humans in this room. As far as my best of my knowledge, we're all humans in this room. I make my choices, and you make your choices. You've made them. You make your choices. Yeah, you. Don't look somebody else. You've made your choices. And you've made your choices. But we make our own choices for ourselves. And so God, then, the whole nature of the Hashkacha has to shift because he has to watch every one of us individually and respond to what we do instead of causing us to be. Now, that doesn't change the fact that there's also Hashkacha Kalit on humanity. Because first of all, make it simple. We already, because we've dealt with the complex stuff. So to say it simply, even though it's complex, there's Hashkacha Kalit because most people don't engage in free will actions. And when they don't engage in free will actions, what do we say about them? They're like every single other species. So God is generally running humanity the same way that it's running that he's running squirrels. Don't tell that to your friends. Right? He's generally managing the entire world like he's managing the squirrels. But when I opt into a free will action, that breaks the whole system. And then God needs to respond to me based on what I chose. That's what we get into. Now we're going to get into things like schar va'onesh. We're going to get into things like, what was the other phrase that he used? Like schar va'onesh. Like din and mishpat. Based on my choices. And also then reorient things because the hashkacha kalit on humanity still has to go forward. But I suddenly rock the boat. So God both has to respond to me based on what I've chosen and respond to the world and readjust the world based on my actions to continue to march humanity forward as a species, as an unthinking, unchoosing species, despite the fact that I have exercised my free will and made free will choices. And that's what makes the beauty of the complexity of Hashkacha on free will choosing humans and specifically what we're focusing on, free will choosing Jews. Whole different world of Hashkacha, and that's why we need to really tease it out. How does that work? How does that work? Okay, God willed something into existence and continues to will it into existence according to its goal from top to bottom. That's simple. We built that paradigm. We just said that God is sustaining it. We built that paradigm in Parakeh of Chelek Aleph. And we sustained it in one oat. Chelek Bet, Perek Aleph, Ot Bet. That's all it took. Hashkacha Kalit. He continues to will it into existence. That's it. What makes Hashkacha complex is you never know when. I mean, God, not getting into whether God can know or can't know when we make free will actions, but assuming that he chooses not to know when we make free will actions, what we're going to choose. We're constantly making these free will actions, hopefully, and God is constantly readjusting based on those free will actions. Both to our individual benefit, hashkacha pratit, or our individual response, hashkacha pratit, and the response to make sure that the min ha'enoshi continues to march toward its ultimate goal. Now you also see why this conversation is so complex. Because what's more important? In this world, we're meant to be making free will choices. Whether God responds to how we choose in this world, is that more important? And help guide us individually, or help get the overall humankind to its ultimate destination? What's more important? Why?
Because we want goodness.
Yes! Because in that chart, which never goes away, it's Hashem, then the Tov, then Adam. And that's why Hashkacha Kalit needs to be on humankind. Because even though the goal in this world is to get more goodness, it's to get more goodness. And if we never get to the goodness, there's no point. So Hashkacha Kalit is always pulling us toward the Tov. And Hashkacha Pratit is defining whether or not how much Tov we're going to get while we're going in this direction. That's why we can't understand Hashkacha. We haven't even gotten into any details yet. We've got a whole chelek on this. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was balancing for thousands of people constantly in a world with infinite number of parts? That's hashgacha. Finishing up the last few sentences. It's very identity. They need, every individual needs to be, have hashgacha on them. That they're related to according to the results of their actions. Lo pachot velo yoter. Perfect din. And then, of course, the od narchiv be'or hadavar hazeh lefanim b'siyat d'shmaya. And we will continue to expound upon this in future chapters, b'siyat d'shmaya, as we will net on Bezrat Hashem in the next class.
Next Tuesday,
yes. You all look like you need a rest on Thursday anyway. Next Tuesday, Bezrat Hashem, we will jump right into Elif Bet, Perek Bet.